Of course, the MP for Tāmaki Makaurau, Defence Minister as well. We might start with Defence and then talk a little bit of health. Nei rā te mihi, kia koe, nā mai haramai anō, e Penny.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, tātou.
Good on you, mate. I see that you're at Burnham to dedicate a koatu, koatu pukaatua. Tell us about that, please.
So what we know across our defensive state is, you know, there's large Māori interests in the land. So Burnham's just one of those examples. It's the same in Waiuru. And there's a reasonably good relationship with mana whenua, but we're always in the pursuit of making it better. And the kōhatu, just like other kaupapa that I've seen on bases around the country, is about continually recognising mana whenua, but also the role that they play in looking after our soldiers and our people in the defence force, as well as the base itself. So any opportunity where we can continue to grow those relationships, we should take them. And of course, in Burnham in the South Island, that's a grand opportunity to do something special on the base. And you know what's really surprising for me about that, Dale, is the soldiers love it. The soldiers and the Defence Force personnel look to those kinds of kaupapa, kaupapa Māori, to continue to ground them, to inspire them, and keep them going in their work. So, awesome kaupapa.
And this, what, to coincide with Armistice Day?
Yes, so of course Armistice Day, you know, a day of remembrance. 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month is always one of those times where we reflect on people's service for this country and the sacrifices they make. And of course, Armistice Day was 1918 to end World War One, and here we are just over 100 years later in a pandemic, just like they were back then. So, you know, we draw some parallels. And in my speech, I spoke about a number of the whānau who may have survived the war but came home only to be ravaged by the Spanish flu. So, you know, a friendly reminder or a timely reminder for the crowd that was there yesterday and for all of our whānau out there that, yes, we acknowledge the sacrifices of so many during war and conflict, but we need to continue to protect ourselves back here at home.
Thanks. I've had both John and Ashley on the show today. John calls him Blocker Bloomfield. And, of course, he says that the lack of access to this data is infuriating and we've been held up by, seemingly, from John's perspective, Ngāi Tahu, who question the availability of wide data. It's an awkward situation. You have to deal with both men, of course. So what would you say of this standoff? It would be nice to think that they could work off the same song sheet, but it seems they're well out of tune at the moment.
Yeah, well, look, we need to continue to allow them space and time to work off the same song sheet, as you say. The main thing that I want to reiterate to whānau who are listening out there is, while this standoff is going on between Mr. Tamihere, the commissioning agency, and the Ministry of Health, our providers on the ground are actually doing the mahi. So, for example, last week I was in Taranaki and I see them using the data that's being spoken about and getting out to our whānau to make sure that they can get access to the vaccine. And we want to continue to support that while these other levels of politics, amongst other things, are being sorted out. And I've said it to you before, Dale, it is extremely frustrating because money, time, energy and effort is being spent on fighting each other when actually we need that to be spent in our community.
We are pushing towards 90%. Even Māori rates are on the incline, which is encouraging. Where do you think this is going to be? And, you know, your thoughts maybe even on the return to school, the lessening of restrictions, but still daily case numbers concerning. Kia hau whakaro.
Look, as I've been around the country and seen many of the vaccination efforts, we are heading in the right direction. There are a couple of areas, if you like, that are still of grave concern to myself and my colleagues. And if we look at the data, that's places like the Bay of Plenty, large Māori population, Te Taitokere, large Māori population, but we continue to push the vaccine in those places. But if you look at Tāmaki Makaurau, the Māori rates are really impressive, and we're not too far off having a really high rate for Māori there. So we've got to keep pushing, and that's important because what we know too in the data, Dale, is the increasing number of cases and those affected by COVID-19 are younger and younger. They're getting younger and younger. In fact, I know that in Northland, for example, the outbreak up in Northland, just over 30% of those who have COVID, and a few of those are hospitalised, are tamariki who are ineligible for the vaccine. And if that isn't an incentive enough for adults and whānau to get the vaccine, then I think we need to have a seriously hard look at ourselves and what we're doing to protect our whakapapa. And, you know, that's a stern warning because while adults might say they're pro-choice, those who are being impacted and those numbers are starting to bear out, that it is our tamariki that are being affected. So we've got to continue to push the vaccine. And, you know, when we do that, we can see more restrictions being being eased. And I've spoken to a number of whānau and tamaki and seen all over social media the fact that some of our whānau can go shopping has meant that they've been, you know, they're relieved. They're starting to feel the ease of pressure there and are not back to normal, but they're heading in the right direction and they're happy for the ease of restrictions that they're experiencing at the moment.
Yamahi, kia ora again. What's on the cards for you this weekend, mate?
So this weekend is a heck of a lot of Zooms, sadly. We've got some follow-up mahi today, for example, is the Iwi Chairs Forum. So I'll be going on to the Iwi Chairs Forum to talk about health and housing while we continue to look towards the housing kaupapa that are progressing reasonably well despite the COVID restrictions. And then this weekend, as we head towards World Diabetes Day, I've got a bit of work to do to meet with some number of health whānau because on Monday we'll be celebrating those who work hard to stem the large tide of diabetes in this country. So always lots on, my friend, and hoping the whānau out there are keeping safe.
Yamahi, thanks very much. Penny, we'll talk again next week. Penny Henare is with us, the Associate Minister of Health.